Chapter 2, Mishnah 5, Tamid Karev Batisha. The Tamid offering was offered up by nine, as we said in Mishnah 3. There were nine kohanim that it took to carry the Tamid up to the altar. Basara, but sometimes it needed 10. Ba'achat Asar, sometimes 11. Bishnaim Asar, sometimes 12. Lo Pachas V'lo Yosa, never less than nine, never more than 12. How do you get to that? Ketzad, Atzmoy Batisha, as we said before, itself with nine. Bechag, on Sukkos, so then Biyad Echad Sluchi Shalman, in the hands of one of the Kohanim, was the water, the flask of water. On Sukkot, there was a special water libation that was poured on the altar, and it was done with the Tamid offering, with the daily offering. So one Kohanim would walk up to the altar with the flask. So that is Harei Kanasara, so that's 10, right? Bein Abayim, in the afternoon Tamid, Ba'achad Asar, with 11. Why 11? Hu atzmoi betisha, itself with 9. Ushnaim be'adam, shnei gizra eitzim. And 2 had in their hands 2 logs, right? There were 2 logs that had to be added to the fire in the afternoon. So 2 kohanim would walk up, and each one of them had in their hands a log. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, ba'achad asar, with 11. Hu atzmoi betisha, itself with 9. Ushnaim be'adam, shnei bezika levoyne shalechem apanim. And then they had the 2 spoonfuls of frankincense that were offered up with the showbread. So what happened was the showbreads used to be changed every Shabbos. And with the showbreads were 2 spoons of frankincense. When they took the showbreads that had been there the whole week, when they took them out, they took those 2 spoons of frankincense, they put it onto the fire on the altar. So 2 extra kohanim would go up on Shabbos with those. And then if it was the Shabbos of Sukkos, then that's when you get 12. Because then you also had one coin with the water. So you have the 9 normal ones, the 2 with the frankincense, that's 11, and 1 with the water. So that's 12. That's how you get to the most. So you can see 9 is the minimum, 12 is the maximum.